We continue our learning Leilu Nishmas David ben Menachem Rishon Chaim Yaakov and Pinchas Eliyahu. We are in Nedarim, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Ches. In the previous Mishnah, we spoke about the Maisa Yadayim of a woman, and where the husband said Konam, he prohibited upon himself to get benefit from that which he produces. The Mishnah here is discussing a similar idea, but there's a time limit on the prohibition. Sha'at osa eini ochel ad ha-pesach. He says, Konam, that which you make, and we're obviously referring to food, any food that you make, ad ha-pesach, he prohibits up until Pesach any machal, any food that she makes for him. Or he makes an eder, sha'at osa eini miskase ad ha-pesach. Anything that you produce, anything you make, anything, any clothing you make, I'm not going to wear until Pesach. So also solo fnei ha-pesach, any food or clothing that she made before Pesach, mutter lech olus kasos achar ha-pesach. He's able to wear it after Pesach because the time frame, the time limit, was only coming there to be kovea, to establish a time of the prohibition of his neder, that the neder will only be chal until Pesach. And now we're not talking about the object itself, we're talking about the time frame of that he can get hanah from it. So therefore it's only usher, the machol or the malbush are only usher for him up until Pesach. Anything she makes, any food, any clothing, is only usher, and that she made before Pesach are only usher till Pesach. And therefore, mutter lech olus kasos arachar Pesach. But let's say the language, the formulation of the neder went like this. Sha'at osa ad ha-Pesach eini ochel. V'sha'at osa ad ha-Pesach eini miskaseh. So here, the implication of the neder is that the husband is prohibiting anything that his wife makes for him until Pesach. Not that the neder is chal up only until Pesach, and afterwards it's okay. He's prohibiting anything that she makes for him ad ha-Pesach. So the object itself is what the neder is upon. So also so lifnei ha-Pesach. So if she made any machal, any malbush, any food, any clothing, then asur lech olus kasos achar ha-Pesach. Meaning, he can't have that at all. Any that's usher forever for him to eat or wear anything that she makes before Pesach, because the time frame of the neder was not for the time neder itself, for the Isra of the neder, but rather it was a time frame, it was a time limit for her Maisei Yadayim. And therefore, any Maisei Yadayim that she does, that she produces before Pesach, is usher and is usher forever. Perek Zayin, Mishnah Tes. This is a continuation of the previous Mishnah, speaking about a case of a neder that has a time limit, but it's dealing with a neder that has a tanai. There's some stipulation in the neder. So it's like the husband made a neder towards his wife that she should not get hana from his nechasim if she does whatever it may be, whatever it is that she may do. And the neder will not be chal unless the tanai is mekuyam, that the tanai is fulfilled. So he makes a neder and says, if you do the following, then you can't get hana from me. So says the Mishnah like this: Sha'at nehenes li ad ha-pesach. A man who said to his wife like this: It's after Sukkot, and he says, Konam Sha'at Nenesli, which means Mishali, Ad HaPesach, you will not be able to get benefit. I prohibit as a korban my nechasim, my possessions upon you up until Pesach if. What's the if? What's the condition? Im Techili Lebeis Avich Ad HaChag. If you go to your father's house to visit your father's house, let's say he's upset with his father-in-law, makes some type of tanai, and says like this: if you go visit your father up until Sukkot, and remember, this is after Sukkot now, so it's basically a year. So he's saying, if you visit your father ad ha-chag, any time till Sukkot, you can't get a hana from me until Pesach. So says the Mishnah, Holcha lifnei ha-Pesach, if she went to her father's house before Pesach, Asura bahana aso ad ha-Pesach. the woman cannot get hana from her husband's possessions until Pesach. Why? Because the tnai was mekuyam. After all, she went before before Pesach. So if she went before Pesach, that means that certainly before Sukkot, she violated this or fulfilled the tnai, so to speak. And since she fulfilled the tnai by doing something he didn't want her to do, and therefore the neder now is chal, because the neder is going to be chal, that you can't get hana ara Pesach until what? If you go to your father's house until Sukkot. So now, sometime before Pesach, she went. So that's clearly before Sukkot. And therefore she can't get hana until Pesach, because the tanai was fulfilled, and the neder therefore takes effect. But after Pesach, she is allowed to get hana from his possessions. Why? Because the zman of the iser was only till Pesach. Remember what he said: Konam shat nanesli ara Pesach. You can't get hana from what I have until Pesach time. Although the tanai was something that could potentially be fulfilled after Pesach, the neder is only chal until Pesach. So if she went before Pesach, which is clearly before Sukkot, so then she can't get hana up until Pesach. But after Pesach, that's fine. Achara Pesach. So what about the following? She went to her father's house after Pesach. So that there's no neder that she can't get hana from his possessions after Pesach. It was only till Pesach. On the other hand, there was a neder. He said, that he didn't want her going to father's house until even Sukkot time, 6 months after Pesach. Says the Mishnah, but below Yachel Devaro, which means if she gets hana from her husband's possessions before Pesach, so you say, before Pesach, and she went after Sukkot, so then she now she's cautioned. There is an azhara that she should not go to where? To her father's house all the way until Sukkot. And if she does, so the neder is mischalel. The neder now is profaned, and she ends up violating l'mafreya retroactively on that which the pasuk says in Parshas Matos, lo yachel devaro kechol hayotzei mipiv ya'aseh. So this is strange, because the neder was only until Pesach. So, and that means she can't get hana from his possessions if she would go to her father's house even beyond Pesach. So she has to be concerned that if she gets hana before Pesach from his possessions, that she better not go to her father's house after Pesach up until Sukkot. So, and that's what the mission is saying. If she went after Pesach to her father's house, so now retroactively she is in violation of the neder by eating or getting hana from his possessions before Pesach. And in fact, the Gemara says there's an Isser Derabanan for her to get hana from her husband up until Pesach, as a gzera that maybe she will end up going to her father's house after Pesach up until Sukkot and be in violation of the neder retroactively. But had he told his wife, Sha'at nehnesli ad hachag, im teichi leveis avich ad ha-Pesach, so this works a little bit easier. You don't have to deal with things working retroactively. He said, Konam, you can't get hana from me until a Sukkot. So now that's a year from now. Practically, if you go to your father's house, im teichi leveis avich ad ha-Pesach, the zman of the tnai ends up concluding before this man of the Isser concludes. Okay, so that's easier. So if you go to your father's house sometime till Pesach, then you can't get hana from my possessions until after Pesach, all the way till Sukkot, till a year from now. So she now, before Pesach, in violation of the neder, she went to her father's house. So then she can't get it because the tnai was fulfilled, and now the Isser neder is fulfilled, because she went before Pesach, and now the neder is chal, she can't get hana all the way now till Sukkot. But umuteres leleich achar Pesach. But she can go visit her father after Pesach. Why? Because the tanai of the neder is that she can't go up until Pesach to her father's house. But if she went after Pesach, that's perfectly acceptable.